A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7, and this is Live Talk. And it's Monday, September 5th, 2016. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubin.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the separation of powers. This follows remarks by President Robert Mugabe criticizing the judiciary.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
The so-called protesters who have gone about burning property and looting it and committing acts of violence. But of course, we can't allow them to continue on these violent demonstrations unimpeded. No, enough is enough.
Those were the remarks by President Robert Mugabe. But once again, thanks for joining us. And you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk.
Addressing a meeting of his ruling ZANU-PF Party Youth League upon his return to Harare Saturday from a private trip to Dubai, Mr. Mugabe lashed out at the judiciary for permitting a string of protests which he alleged turned violent. Mr. Mugabe said the High Court judges were, quote, negligent and paid reckless disregard for the peace of this country, end quote.
But Mr. Mugabe's critics, led by opposition parties and human rights groups, are now slamming those remarks. Tendai Biti, leader of the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, and who is also a human rights lawyer and the lawyer behind the legal challenge to the latest ban on demonstrations by the police in Harare CBD, accused Mr. Mugabe of violating the constitution and attempting to intimidate the judiciary.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa kuna vachangoti bata nasi tinauti tinge tichi taura nezwe mashoko akataurwa nemtungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe ayo akonzera boaboa munyika omo va Mugabe avakadzoka kubva ku Dubai nemuswe mugovera vakabva vaenda kumusangano we ZANU-PF Youth League. Vari pamusangano uyu vakati vavasi kufara nevamwe vatongi vematare vanoti vari kupa vanhu vari kuratidzira mvumo yekuratidzira asi zvichizoguma zvaita mhirizhonga. Asi vanopikisa vari kuti aiwa kwete bodo mapurisa ndo ari kutokonzera mhirizhonga nekuti vanhu vakapuwa mvumo yekuratidzira nematare mapurisa anobva auya nehutsi hunokatyidza mboma nemvura inovava vachidira vanhu nekudaro vari kutiwo zvakare bumbiro remitemo rinobvumidza vanhu kuti vange vachiratidzira murunyararo. Mashoko avamugaba aya sekutaura kwe vanopikisa pfungwa dzavo vari kuti akanangana nekutyisidzira vanhu vemuZimbabwe achityora bumbiro remitemo. Gibbs
yevambe zvurukandava lingachona njani lapetikona tinangapa isiyapira sivili okwamagama ye utave sikoka ngalo namhlanje sikhuluma kakhona kokwethulwe ngumongameli Robert Mugabe okade khuluma ke labasakhulayo bebandla lakhe iZANU-PF Youth League ngomgqibelo. Lapho khuluma esithi abahleli bomthethwandaba ungazani bavumela uZulu weZimbabwe ukuthi atshengisele. Siyakwazi ke ukuthi sokudlula amalanga athize sibili abantu betshengisele ezitaladini abanye befuna uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukuthi asuke esikhundleni, abanye njalo besithi kumele kulungiswe konke okuhluphayo okunjengomnotho osubhidlika lokunye nje okufanayo. Sizwile ke abanye sebephendula ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe, ikakhulu uMnumzana uTendai Biti, yena umkhokheli weProgressive wePDP, People's Democratic Party, esithi lo khulunywa nguMongameli Mugabe ungazani ke ubezinathele angani kuyahlupha lokho. Uthi bakhona abantu bangakhuluma engazani bazinathela ke ithototo kumbe okunye okudakayo. So ke uthi abantu bavunyelwa phela ukuthi bayenze abakufunayo, batshengisela nje constitution elizwe ikutsho khonokho. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lina likubona njani khonokho okhulunywa nguMongameli esithi abehluli bomthethwandaba ungazani sebephambanisa eLezimbabwe. Khulumani sizwe zulu kandaba ye nansi inkundla ngiyena kunjalo futhi.
Of course, Gibbsa is Labor Day in America. Mm. It's a holiday, but of course, we'll continue to work, right?
Yeah, kunjalo futhi. Loba kuyi Labor Day, that's chai for chol. Siyaphele for chol njenge, yazi for chol ka municipality.
Indeed. Yabiloki kepa kuphela. For sure,
yeah, yabiloki kepa kuphela. Asichai kunjalo.
Of course, it's not only in Harare where these demonstrations are being banned. The statutory instrument by the police on Thursday said that there will be no demonstrations in the CBD starting from the 2nd of April to the 16th. But developments are indicating that it appears that this ban is widening beyond Harare because the People's Democratic Party, or PDP, an opposition political party, was attempting to hold a rally in Bulawayo, that is at White City Sports Stadium. But they received a letter from the police saying that they are not giving them the green light to hold that rally, saying that there are some messages circulating on social media to the effect that people want to cause mayhem in Bulawayo, burning government buildings such as the Zinara building, ZBC, police station, and such. But the PDP is saying that the country cannot be run by tweets or what is being written on social media.
Yeah, kunjalo ke sizwile ukuthi PDP bizama ukuthi yenze umhlangano e White City. Wazwakala ke amapolice city akungeke kwenzakala lokho kungani kukhona okuhluphayo. So siyabona ukuthi khona okade kuthethwe isinqumo esithethwe ngamapolice eHarare ukuthi kungatshengiselwa ku-Central Business District. Ngani sokuhamba sokusiyafika lakhona ngale ke kuBulawayo. Sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lina elikuzwayo khona ngapho kuthiwani, njalo libona ngazani khona ukuthi akumelanga litshengisele pho kuya ngaphi. Yeah, I've spoken about.
I think we have our first guest, Gibbs. I think it's Mr. Jeremiah Bamu, who is a human rights lawyer. I'm being told he's not yet here. We'll try to call him still, Gibbs.
Yeah, so Zulu is still on this phone and the Konabanja Nasi Nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Nyapina Njaloge in Nombolo 001-202-619-2077. And according to Mr. Tendai Biti, I'm going to quote here. He says, it is time to carry our cross. Our task as Zimbabweans is simple. Mr. Robert Mugabe and the Mandingis Tole carried their cross to remove Ian Smith. Now it is the time for us to carry our cross and remove Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF regime from power. We cannot delegate this, end quote. So he says people should actually know that constitutionally they can protest at any time. So he's taking that matter to court and he says he's going to fight to the bitter end.
I think we are now being joined by a political activist based in the United Kingdom. That is Mr. Vusimusi Ncube. Mr. Ncube, good evening.
Yes, good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. And how is the land of the Queen?
Oh, yes, it's fine. We're doing well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yes, Mr. Ncube, so when Mr. Mugabe came from Dubai, he actually said that some judges are actually giving permission to protesters to go onto the streets. And he found that very awkward and saying that they're actually promoting, a lot of chaos in the country. What can you say about that kind of issue?
It's quite amazing, to hear such words from a leader, and bearing in mind that Zimbabwe is a democratic country, and everything enshrined by the country's constitution permits people to demonstrate freely without any restrictions. It gets to show you how ZANU-PF and Robert Mugabe are actually running the country. They think and they believe that Zimbabwe is theirs. And it's amazing to hear such a thing, and it's absurd, and it's so disappointing that they can hold the country at ransom. The judges have got the duty to stand and protect the laws of the land, and Robert Mugabe should not interfere in that. He should let the judges do their work, and he should let the judiciary do their work, and people of Zimbabwe should say enough is enough. We cannot afford to be held at ransom by Robert Mugabe and ZANU-PF. People should say enough is enough. We cannot afford to let our country to the dogs just because of a few people. It's wrong. It's wrong. Mm-hmm. Very disappointed indeed.
But Mr. Mugabe is saying he was elected democratically in 2013. The next elections are in 2018. Why should people be agitating for his removal?
First of all, he wasn't elected legitimately. We can query that. However, he is the current president, and he's failing. As a leader, he has failed the people for a very long time. 36 years, people suffering, and the people are tired. I mean, it's not normal for a country to have more than 90% unemployment. And it's not normal for a country to be shutting down businesses and having investors moving out of the country. It's wrong. And he's failed the people of Zimbabwe. He should step down if he really cares for Zimbabwe. If he's got Zimbabwe at his heart, he will do the right thing and step down before 2018 and allow elections to take place. Furthermore, he should as well, the elections should be run accordingly, and there should be reforms before the elections.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Ncube. Kodwa ke uyakhuluma njalo sithi okukhanya kusoba la ukuthi nxa abantu bangahamba emthethwandaba, abanye batshelwa ukuthiwa buyela nini ezitaladini, abe sesithi ukuthi khona ungazani kawuhambe kuhle. Asithi ngobu sabesibili ungavumela umthethwandaba usitsho njalo.
Umthethwandaba usithi abantu behambe ukuya demonstrata.
Yeah, besithi balandela i-constitution phela.
Yes, at the end of the day, i-constitution elizwe kufuze ihlonitshwe wonke umuntu. Akula muntu above i-constitution yelizwe. I-constitution yelizwe, it makes everybody accountable. So i-mistake yena eyaba khona, and i-mistake ekhona ukuthi umgabe ubona ngani yena is above the law, which is not the case. He should be accountable like every other citizen. Ngeke evuke etshintsha i-constitution or ngeke ephikisane lo mthetho just because ukuthi nakhona yena ukubona ku-wrong. No, i-constitution yelizwe leZimbabwe ase-constitution yakhe law grace. No, i-constitution yelizwe leZimbabwe and kumele ayihloniphe, ehloniphe ama-citizens eZimbabwe, ngoba into le ayenzayo is very bad, it's wrong, and abantu shouldn't tolerate that.
Yes, ecela ukuthi nxa ubabiza ngamabizo banqolonga ukuthi umongameli Robert Mugabe lo nkosikazi Grace Mugabe, ngoba basesikhundleni khona ngale. Siyakwazi umongameli usesikhundleni, lo omunye umkakhe, ukuthi sibahloniphe nje sikubeke njalo mnumzana.
Siyabonga.
Yeah, kunjalo.
Of course, we are having problems with Zimbabwe lines, but please keep trying, and we also keep trying to call you. Asito mwenda South Africa, tinava timire Magadi.
Ndiripo yedu baba Magadi nyo.
Aiwa isu tirina, nitipe upfungwa dzenyu pa mashoko wa Mugabe, kuti aiwa va mwe va tongi, vanenge va kupindane mwenje mudziwa, va chibvumidza vanhu kuti varatidzire iyo nyika isina kumira zvakanaka.
Chekutanga baba, mutungamiri wenyika mashoko avataura anenge asina kunyatso kutwasanudzika nekuti anoteshera yaningati kupolarize society. Kana tichirangarira mugore ra 2000 pakatorwa minda yedu titora vanhu vatema titora kubva kuvachena tipa kuvatema. Mutongi wedare redzimhosva umwe wechichena vakanga vari pakutonga vaJustice Garbe takaona vachishungurudzwa zvakanyanya navachinoti vavaine heti yavo yeuswa kana muchiri kurangarira panguva iyoyo vachioneka vachitenderera pamatare edzimhosva vaine rekeni yavo mapurisa asingagoni kuchengetedza vaGarbe achivasiya vakadaro. Zvino pazvasvika kuti zvakare ipapa mukanzwa mutungamiri wenyika vataura vachidai so zvinoisa zvekare upenyu hwevatongi panjodzi. Dheri chepiri chiripo ndechekudai so kutaura kwaita mutungamiri wenyika uku tisingavazvidzi. Tinoziva hedu isusu kana imwe yoda kudya vana vayo ka inovapomera mhosva yekunhuhwa sembudzi. Saka mukuru wenyika pa ari kuda kuti awane kuranga vatongi vedzimhosva nekuti tanga tishushikana mazuva apera kuti kumapurisa aisa mutemo uyu wekudzivirira kuratidzira vazowana kupi. Saka zvabuda pachena kuti mapurisa paakaisa mutemo wekudzivirira kuratidzira uyu vakanga vaudzwa nemutungamiriri wenyika zvabva zvabuda pachena zvega. Uyezve tinoti isu pachishona dindi imwe rinonaka richakweva rimwe kana rokwehwairo ka roti handitodzonzerana paloni pandisingasvidini asi paranga richingokweva vamwe iro ranga achikwevera vamwe pavhu. Mademonstrations kana achiitwa nevanhu veruzhinji vezimbabwe vasati vari vezanup f tinoona achinzi akasviba. Akaitwa nevezanup f hationa achinzi akasviba. Saka mutungamiriri wenyika hatina kusununguka kana kufarira kugamuchira zvaataura. Tinofunga kuti isu ari kupolarize society yedu kuitesera kuti vanhu vachange kurwisana zvekare nekuvengana zvekare zvinova zvinhu zvakashata panguva yatiri ino.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vatimire.
Tatenda baba muve nezuva rakanaka.
Aiwa nemiwo muve nemauro akanaka. That there is Mr. Timire in South Africa. Flowery language indeed. And he says, translating one of his sayings there. He says, if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will first accuse them of smelling like goats.
Yes.
So he's saying that in order for Mr. Mugabe to pounce on the opposition, he will first accuse them of, causing this mayhem and violence in the country. He says this is very unfortunate because demonstrations are part of people's democratic rights, and those must be respected, Gibbs.
Suppose he's a leopard, so he's now accusing judges of smelling like goats.
Exactly.
So let's read what the Constitution says. Section 59, freedom to demonstrate and petition. It reads as follows. Every person has the right to demonstrate and to present petitions, but these rights must be exercised peacefully. Ngizindebele lapha okhulunywa ngu Section 59, nxa kukhuluma ngelungelo labantu ukuthi bangene ezidaladini njalo bayenze lokuthiwa ngama-petition. Kuthi wonke umuntu ulelungelo lokuthi atshengisele ezidaladini njalo abhale nje okuzincwajana lokhu kuthiwa ngama-petition santando. Kodwa kumele konke lokhu kwenziwe ngonanzelelo, abantu bengatshisi lutho bezihambhambela kumbe besiyanika umuntu ngendlela eqondileyo. Ye, ecingweni lokho manje sesilo umnumzana uNdebele. Babandebele, kunjani?
Yaphila kunjani ndoda?
Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Ukuphi lapha emhlabeni? Country Park?
Ya, ngisekhathi sami.
Ye, kunjani ekhala nyona?
Hayi, ngiyakhala inyona impela mzami nawami.
Ye, akutsho babandebele, kuhamba njani la?
Yebo kambe, hayi, ngiyalizwa. Kodwa ungani ngilo mbono otshiyeneyo mbijana labanye.
Yebo ndibe.
Ngoba vele ngihlala ndo mbono othile. Mina kangizwisisi ukuthi i-constitution le esikhuluma ngayo bathi ngesikhiwa was signed into law ukuthi ibe kuforsa ngiso. So na kunjalo anti kumele ilandele. Right? Kungasenani-ke engibone ngani mina umdala uyakusola ngalokhu akukhulumileyo ngomcabango wami njengoNdebele.
Yebo ndebe.
Ngibona ngazathi usola ukuthi njengoba bevunyelwe ukuthi bangene ezipharadini abantu bona into ethi yakutshengisela nxa ngikhangele mina ngibonane ngabakwazi ukuthengisela kutshengiselwa njani. babone ngani ukutshengisela ukuthi kuthwaya izinto kukuthwaya izimota kuthisa izimota kubulawa izinto kungena ezitolo umuntu azithathe la kufuna engabhadalanga umuntu luyana othengisayo umnikazi wesitolo akalani lokutshengisela ayisuyothi abantu ngabaziwa ubuhlungu loba ababebuza nxa bemthathela ngaleyo ndlela ngibonani ngaleyo ndlela yikho kwesatshelwa ngumdala ukuthi ngaso kuyayolimala abantu abangelani lapho akusahambi ngendlela efaneleyo ngicabanga njalo ye so ngaleyo ndlela yikho ngibonani engxenye wesabela khonokho angithi ukuthi kunjalo engxenye wesabela khonokho ukuthi hhayi abantu bayasuka benze izinto ezivele zingafuneki ukuthi zenziwe ngabantu ngoba bathi ngesikhiwa lina leli ngesikhiwa elifundileyo ntingami lithi yona and ehungry lion ivele angry lion angitho so bathi ngesindebele singalambi isilwane siyadla utshani so ukuthi ithi nxa abantu belambile kabakhethi ukuthi bazondela bani bachaya wonke umuntu okuyinto eyabe ingasavunyeni ngoba le constitution yayikuthi uyidemonstrate ngokuthaya abanye kumbe ngokubulala i-property yelizwe lakho futhi wonozabuya leyo property usuyibulele ube kube ngumlandi wakho futhi kuye uyakhe futhi pho kade uyibulalelayo yikho lapho engibona khona ngani kule phutha khonapho mnami angicabangela khona ukuthi kokwenza umdala ale khonokuthi kwekwenzakala
hayi uyabonaabantu
sengisiya kule bantu
ye qhubeka ndibe
abantu abademonstrateyo lapho ye ithi mina njengoba beyibo abakhetha umongameli ukuthi abe lapho akhona namhla ngithi bakwenze kuthane njengo-2013 okay sebebonele ukuthi no bayenze into engayisiyo besay they regret of what they've done ya abangakwenzi ngale ndlela asebekwenzayo mina ngibona ngani kuba kuhluthi bamele u-2018 sesedize bazikhulumele nje into abayifunayo ubunzima lobu obukhona bona ngababugcine ukuthi ngawo-2018 esebuya esesimdala seqala ukuthi kukhampena base bamthanye izenzo zakhe zona lezi azenze kathesi zona lezi zikhe zimkhumise nxa befuna khonokho ngoba nxa befuna ukumkhupha ngale ndlela sokufana nomuntu ozithange impama abuyakhale ngoba yibaba yithi esivotele lo muntu ukuthi abe lapha khona so asimele mithuba lethu simkhipheni ngendlela eqondileyo hhayi ukumkhipha ngodlame ngoba hhayi angiboni ukuthi kabe kuqondile mina kweyami icele ngoba lawo uyangokuvuka upho ngihluthi ibhathi nje usemthadi ngenxa yokuthi umthuli ibolekile uyavuka ubhova la uzama ukulwa udifend ibhathi ukuthi lingathathwa noma lingelami kodwa uyazama ukuvika la ukuthi hhayi madi ukuthi ibhathi selimbolekile awutho ukuthi uzanithathela emthadweni kanjalo nje angithi yaboni uzama ukulwa lawe angekho ukuthi ayithatha ngoba ngelakho lula nje phela mndoda ukuya esikalweni sokuphosini ilele langikhona ligazi
hayi kunjalo
sibebulala labo David ababebulala labo Solomon bebulala vele akuthambanga bhuru wami
hayi siyakuzwa sibindebele yes so
abantu bona abantu abamele lithuba labo bayenze okufanele ngesikhathi sabo hayi lokho sokusenzakala kuza kwenzeka abantu bagcine bengasezona lohulumende wakukulwiwa siyakwazi into zonakele of course but akula nto esingayenza simele imithuba lethu sikhulume ngamavoti hhayi ukungena ezitakade zithiswa le mota zabantu abangelacala abangelani lakho alukho mbonani sokwaliwa ngumdala khonoko
hawu boni-ke endebele ye sibongele kukhuluma lo Gibbs Dube sibongele kakhulu baba Ndex ye endebele baba so that was Mr. Ndebele there in Country Park in Bulawayo. So he says he's got some very interesting issues here. He says that he believes that Mr. Mugabe may be fearing that these protesters are actually destroying property, that is government property and private property. So he says targeting store owners and all those other people is not right. Because at the end of the day, he says those people have got some goods to sell and they've become victims. So he ended up saying that Mr. Mugabe should be given a chance to govern. And then when it comes to the 2018 general elections, people must remind him that, you know what, the economy has not been doing well. So it's time for you not to think of being re-elected. So he says, naturally, a hungry lion is an angry lion. So at the end of the day, people are doing whatever they want because they are actually very hungry and, you know, they've got needs that they need to fulfill. So at the end of the day, they're not getting that. And he says the constitution actually does not say people must destroy property.
Mm-hmm.
That's according to him. So, yeah.
Interesting view. Mr. Ncube, do you want to react to that before we go to our next caller?
Yes. I support some of the points that have been raised. Of course, in every demonstration, destroying property or being violent is a big no. It's a big no.
Mm-hmm.
But then we should bear in mind as well that the people are expressing their grievances, and they expect answers, right? So the reason why people continue to go to the streets is because they need those jobs that they were promised, the 2 million jobs that they were promised. They need a better life. That's why they're going to the streets to protest. And furthermore, when you look at it as well, the police themselves have been brutalizing people, which is a big no. So if for a president, rather him saying going against the judiciary, he should be actually encouraging the police not to brutalize people, encouraging the police to actually protect citizens rather than brutalizing. The thing that he should have said, the president, is they should not brutalize the people. We've seen disturbing images. People being beaten up, women not being respected, being brutalized. It's a big no. For what? It's not good. It's something that shouldn't be done at all. Because at the end of the day, if people elected him, right, and if people are saying that he failed in his job, he should recognize that and he should do something. The least that he can do is create those 2 million jobs. The least that he can do, since he's failed anyway for the past 36 years, he should just step down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only option that's left, really. Because at the end of the day, it's people that are tired, and it's people that need to actually be addressed rather than being harshly brutalized.
Thank you, Mr. Ncube. Do stay on the line. Regatiende unamkoma Kane, mshauri. Makadi mkoma Kane.
Tiripo makati mbaya.
Aiwa, tiripo. Munoti kudidi nyaya ya vamgabe ye kuti ve matari hawafaniri kurambidza. Hawafaniri kubvumidza. Vanhu vachiita madiro ajojina vamwe vachizopedzisira voputsa midziyo kana vachiratidzira.
Zvinhu zvinongoshuwisa kuti munoona kuti mutemo kana ichiiswa munyika tinenge tichitarisira kuti inenge ichifanira kunge ichitevedzerwa nemunhu wose zvisinei kuti anenge akamira sei. Zvinhu zvinongoti netei kuti mutungamiri wenyika anoisa mutemo yakadaro. Ndopamunozoona panenge paakuita kuti vanhu vakanga vaakuda kuti varatidzire vanhu vari kurambidzwa. Zvavari kurambidzirwa zvacho ivo vanhu vanenge vachitoziva kuti zvavari kuda kuita zviri pamutemo. Saka muchiona kuti panozoita sekunge vanhu ndo vari kukonzeresa zvinenge zvichiitika. But ukada kuti uzvitarise kazhinji kachona mapurisa ndiwo anenge achikonzeresa nekuti vanhu vanenge vanhu vachada kuziva kuti sei muri kutirambidza isi constitution ichitibhuira. Saka vanhu vanenge vakuda kuti zvamuri kuda kutraidza zvazvo zviri pamutemo. Saka nyika ngaive iri nyika inotongwa nemutemo kwete nepfungwa dzemunhu. Because ikatongwa nepfungwa dzemunhu ingoti munhu angopinda anotonga nepfungwa dzake tinoita dambudziko ipapo. Nekuti kutaura nenyika isiri private property yemunhu nekuti munhu anoita zvaanoda naye. Saka ndiwo pamuri kuona ipapapo vari kupinda iko zvino vava kutopinda kunyinwa dzejudiciary. Zvazviri kutaura apa kuratidza kuti hatinei nezvemutemo kuita mutemo hazvibatsiri panyika nekuti hapana munhu anouteedzera.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamushauri.
Zviri zvinousuwisa izvozvo.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Kane. Regai titore vamwe vateereri, asi tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. You heard there from Cain who says no one is above the law. You know, that's why we have laws. It can't be the laws of the jungle where some animals are more equal than others.
Mm-hmm.
Animal farm style.
Yeah, you still remember Snowball.